Moyadei Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Breshet LeNemru. It says Moyadei Hashem by Yom Tovim, but by Shabbos doesn't say it. We'll soon see what that means. Ben Avla Yomer, Moyadei Hashem Nemru, Haforos Nadar LeNemru. It only says Moyadei Hashem by the Pasha of Yom Tovim, but it doesn't say it by the Pasha of Haforos Nadar. We'll soon see what that means. We have Yosri Ben Nosin, Gomelo, Loho Masnisin. He learned this Mishnah. He also heard over these type of drushes that we said it says in the Pasuk, Mayada Yashem, but it didn't say it by Shabbos Bereshis. Mayada Yashem, but it didn't say it by Foros Nadarim. And they didn't know what's the Pshat, but what's going on here? What does one have to do with the other? Also, Basra the Rosh Hashas and Adoi. So he went after Rosh Hashas and Adoi, he couldn't find him. Like he wanted to ask him, what's Pshat in this Bereshis? Also, Basra the Mechuzah. So he went to find Rosh Hashas, but he didn't give up. He went to his house in Ador, he wasn't there, he didn't give up. He went further, he went to Mechuza, trying to find him in the next city. Ashkechei, he found Rosh Hashas, found him there. Omalei, my Moyadei Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereshis LeNemru. What does this Bereshis mean to Darshan here, that it says the word that Yadav B'Moshis, Moyadei Hashem, of Bnei Yisrael, that Moyadei Hashem was said to Bnei Yisrael, and not Shabbos Bereshis. What does that mean? Omalei said back to him like this, you should know like this. Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. That Moyadei Hashem, they take need a Kiddush Bezdin. In other words, Yom Tovim goes Bosa the Chodesh. You need a Bezdin to the Makarish the Chodesh. You go after it, Tetzvah B'Chodesh. You go after the Chodesh. You go after the Chodesh, you go. Nerds Moyadei, Bezdin, a Yom Tov needs a Bezdin. Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin, right? Bashenkin Shabbos Bereshis. Ain't it Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin? But Shabbos does not need Kiddush Bezdin. Shabbos has nothing to do with Bezdin. Shabbos, the Pshat is, Shabbos, every seventh day of Shabbos, whether Bezdin's Makadosh Levon or not, it does need a Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the Pshat in this Pasuk. Of Moyadei Hashem means that for Yom Tovim, you need a Kiddush of Bezdin. You need a Bezdin to make a Yom Tov. But Shabbos does not need a Bezdin. I would have thought to say, Hoyluk Sivga Bein Moydis. Since it says the Pasha of Shabbos in the same Pasha in the Torah, it says it right after the Pashas or right before the Pashas of Yom Tovim, so maybe Tiboyi Kiddush Bezdin, Kamoyadis, maybe every Shabbos would not have the Kedushas of Shabbos until Bezdin first is Makadis of Shabbos. Maybe every Shabbos Bezdin not get up and say, or Friday, before Lichtenin, tomorrow's going to be Shabbos. How's it happen like that? Kamashmula, no. That's the price it says no. It says, Moyadei Hashem, for Moyadim, for Yom Tovim, we need a Kiddush HaBezdin, we need a Kiddush HaChodesh, and not for Shabbos. Shabbos has its Kedusha by itself. Automatically, when it comes Shkia Friday, Kedusha of Shabbos comes by itself automatically. We do not need a Bezdin for it. Finally, what's next, Joshua? Moyadei Hashem Nemru, HaFaros Nadarim LaNemru, what's the second Pshat HaBraisa, that it only says it by Moyadim and not by HaFaros Nadarim? It means like this. Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Mumcha. The Moyadei Hashem for Bezdin to Paskin Kiddush HaChodesh, he's talking in the Bezdin Mumcha, need a special Bezdin, in the Bezdin HaGodol. They are the ones that has to Paskin and say, or they has to say, no, it's Yom Tov. Right, like Rashbam says, Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Mumchem, V'loy Mekatshe B'Gimel HaGeitis. Not stam three people, a Bezdin can be my Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levona. You need a Bezdin Mumcha, you need. So, but HaFaros Nadarim ain't a Tzricha Mumchum. But you should know, HaFaros Nadarim is not that way. HaFaros Nadarim does not need a Bezdin Mumcha. By HaFaros Nadarim is enough, any three people. Any three people get together, they can be made for Neder. For the Gemara Ivor, Rosh Yamatis, it says the word Rosh Yamatis, which is Mashmi, need a Mumcha. And the Gemara Amr Chizdo, Amr Yechanan, the Yochid Mumcha, and Echanan, like learned before, they're both halachis. If you have a Yochid Mumcha, then he could be Mata Neder by himself. There is a Pasha of Rosh Yamatis that a Yochid Mumcha could be made from Mata Neder by himself. But that's the Rudash in this Pasuk of Moyadei Hashem, that here it says need a special Bezdin, but by HaFaros Nadarim, you don't need a special Bezdin, that means when you want to use three. When you want to use three people to be Mata Neder, then it's enough to have three. If you have a Yochid Mumcha, special big Tamachokim, he can be Mata by himself. Therefore, there's no stereo, therefore, we have both of them. Alright, we'll stop here.
The whole daf kufchof aleph in the middle of the Gemara, right after that. Tanan Hossam. We learned over there, we once had this Gemara in Megillah, Gemara in Tainis. Tanan Hossam. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Lo yhoyo yomim tovim li Yisrael. There is no bigger yom tovim to Klai Yisrael. Ke chamishos of Av. Like the 15th day of Av. And ukiyom HaKippurim. And like Yom Kippur. So soon explain what the big thing is. Shebahen, at least on these yom, these days, at least on Chamish Shos above, Benois Yerushalayim, Yoitzim B'Klilovan, on Tuv B'Av, on the 15th day of Av, the daughters of Yerushalayim used to go out, B'Klilovan with white dresses, Shualim, used to borrow them, Shalei Levayesh Esmi Sheloi, like even a rich girl would still borrow from somebody else in order not to borrow somebody poor. Like this, you know, be embarrassment of somebody to have to borrow. So like this, everybody borrowed a nice white dress, one from another. So that was a big simcha they had on the Chamisha Sabbath. So the question is, what was the big simcha? What was so great about that? Samura says, yeah. Bishlem Yom Kippurim, you understand on Yom Kippur, it's a big simcha. Yom Slicha Umechila. Shtemenda Zacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Aleich, forgave Klai Yisrael and the Chet Egel. He forgave them. Umechila was Mechilos. Also, Yom Shanitnu by Luchas Achronis. That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down again with the Luchas Achronis. You know, when he came down with the first Luchas, Klai Yisrael was doing the Chet Egel. He broke them. Then it says he went up again and he davened to Hashem to forgive them. And then he came down again. On the Rashbam says, on Tuv B'Av. No, then he came down again. He came down to Tezayin B'Tamuz. That's when they broke the Luchas. Over Yudchet, he was back as Rachamim for the Chet Egel. Yeah, then he waited 40 days, went up 40 days, 40 nights. They were davening to Hashem. And then Hashem was Moichel to them. He told Moshe, go down and Soluchos Shnei Luchas Avonim, Kirishonim. And then on Chof Ches B'Yav, the 20th day of Av, Moshe again came down to make the Soluchos Shnei Luchas Avonim. And then he went up again on the 29th day of Av. And he stayed there for 40 days until Yud B'Tishrei, until Yom Kippur. And he came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchas Hashnias. So the Kippur was a tremendous simcha, really, Yom Kippur. A day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel and Sleach Klal Yisrael, a day we received the Luchas Achronos, that was a big simcha. Now we understand. Elo Chamisha Sabav Mahi. What was so special about Chamisha Sabav? What's so special then? Samura says, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Yoim Shehutru Shvotim Lovo Zeb Zeh. That's really what's brought down with our Gemara right now. That was the day when the Shvotim were able to intermarry. We just learned this far before, that my daughters, what are they darshan? The Postik says, Zeh HaDover. Like in this Pasha, that a daughter yashins a father, so we just had Alocha, that at least by the Boyim Teretz Yisrael, the first generation that came in Teretz Yisrael, and they first got the Nachla, so if a daughter yashins the father, she was not allowed to marry into another Shevet. She had only married the same Shevet. So they dashin Zeh HaDover. That means Dover Zeh, this is a not intermarried to different Shevet. Lo Yeh Noeg Ela B'Dor Zeh. It was only Noeg, only in that door. Which door was it? Shrashbam says, Lo Zeh B'Zeh means Shehutru HaSavas Nachlos Sheposko Oysa Dor Shoboi Yoritz. On Tuv B'Av, that was the end of that first year of that generation of the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. Shenesa Lehem HaSavas Nachlo. It was also for them to intermarry. True. If there's somebody still alive from that first generation that came into Eretz Yisrael, they still have the yisur of those daughters not to marry from another shevet. Avushar ben Yodom, other people, shloihoyu b'yosei hador, that was not from that generation, mutarim, they became mutar. So Vaisas on Tuv B'Av, that's when the heter was given, or at least they dashed in this heter, that the new generation, the next door, from after the door coming into Eretz Yisrael, the next door did not have that issa. Then even if a daughter yashin the father, she was able then to marry to another shevet.
No, that was...
Rabba ba Rav Chana Omar Rav Yechanan Yom Shohutar Shevet Din Yomin Loiva Bekal. That was another, that Yitzhuv Bav of a different year, was the year that for Shevet Din Yomin they were also into intermarry with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Tehsiv, because after the Maisa Pelegesh Begiva, Tehsiv, it says in the Pesach over there, Tehish Yisrael Nishpa Ba Mitzvah Lema, that Klal Yisrael made a Shavu and Mitzvah saying, Ish Mimenu, from us, from the rest of Klai's world, Liyiten Bita LeBinyamin Lisha. We will not give our daughters to get married to Sheva Binyamin, because of the Maisav Pelegesh Begiva. So that Shvua only applied to that generation, that's all. But the next generation was Mutter. And when did it become Mutter? When did they dash in the Seter? And Chamish Shosabav. My Dorish, what are they dashing? Mimenu. Only from us, from the door that was alive then, they can't intermarriage into Binyamin. For loy mi bonenu, but not from our children. Our children, they were able to intermarry into Shevet Binyamin. Rav Dimi ba Yosef, Omar Rav Nachman, Yoim shekolu boy meisei midbar. You know what the big simcha of Chamish Asubav was? That was the day when they stopped dying in the door of midbar. The Yom HaMar, because it says like that, Ad Shaloi Kolo Mosei Midbar, until it's finished, all the doors, all down the Midbar,